When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started. No matter how big or scary or bold these goals and dreams are, put them on there anyway. Even if you feel silly doing it, even if you feel like someone else is going to see this and judge it because it's silly of you to put on there, who cares? This is your board. This is your life. This is your dreams, your goals, your hopes, your desires at stake here. You will absolutely surprise yourself. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to your back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. This is the final episode of 2023. I'm really feeling all kinds of things, so much so that I've actually recorded this intro like 3 or 4 times because I just don't know how to start this podcast. Like, I feel like the last of something is always kind of bittersweet. And so recording this today on the 27th, it'll go up tomorrow, the 28th, I just have a lot of mixed feelings. 2023 was a year of a lot of change, and it was a year that I had some of my best moments and a year that I had some of my worst moments and a lot of high highs and a lot of low lows. I think this year was probably the biggest year for me in the growth department as far as personal growth goes. And I've had like some big moments in my career this year. I've had some big moments in the podcast this year. I've had some cool moments with friends this year, but I think what really made 2023 special for me was the amount of growth. But the growth wouldn't come without the low lows, and the high highs wouldn't come without the low lows. And so it's just kind of this whole big mix of feelings, and I kind of don't know how to feel. And I think that that's totally okay. I'm not really a big like new year, new me type person. I'm not a big New Year's resolution type person because I don't really think much changes on January 1st. It's really no different than December 31st, except the year has a different digit on the end of it. But for some reason, the end of this year just kind of feels different. And to be quite honest with you guys, I'm kind of feeling like I don't know my direction for 2024. And because of that, I've been hesitant to record this podcast because I think in my head, I have to come to the table with it all figured out. But I know that that's not true. And I know that most of you guys listen to this podcast because I just keep it real. And I just say kind of what's on my mind and just bring whatever I have to the table. And I just show up regardless of how I'm doing or how I'm feeling. And so being vulnerable and telling you guys that I don't really have 2024 figured out, that's okay. And we just kind of have to roll with it and go with it. And 2024 is going to happen whether we like it or not. And whether you're a big New Year's resolution person or a big January 1st, like new year, new me type person, or if you're more in the department of like, I don't really know what this year has in store, but I want to make a vision board. I want to choose a word of the year. I want to be intentional with how I spend my time. Whatever category you put yourself in, I think that this episode will be helpful for you. I know that writing it has been helpful for me because it's helped me to kind of gain a little bit of clarity. So this episode is going to have a couple different sections in it. We're going to do a little bit of a 2023 recap. I want to dive into just some big highlight moments that I want to reflect on. And then we're going to get into our word of the year, vision boarding, and I want to talk about a little bit of where the show is going to go in 2024 and what you guys can expect from me. So that's kind of the format of what we're going to talk about today. But first and foremost, I have to share this with you guys because I am beyond excited that I am hosting a vision board workshop on January 19th. But I wanted to just kind of put this on your radar, get it out there for you guys at the beginning, because I know that sometimes people will skip around. So I didn't want anyone to miss this because this is pretty big. This is the second 80-20 event that I've ever done. And I'm really, really pumped about it. And it's the first of 2024, hopefully the first of many in 2024. But I am absolutely honored to lead you all through a vision board and word of the year workshop on January 19th. From 6 to 8 p.m. at Eastern Shore Performance Center on Kent Island. So if you guys are local to the Annapolis, Baltimore, D.C. area, maybe you're on Kent Island, maybe you live in Ocean City, literally anywhere within this radius, I think that ESPC is a great destination. It's the gym that I go to on Kent Island. I absolutely love it there. I started training there in September, and I think that I told one of the owners this the other day. Her name's Kendra. She's awesome. And I told her this the other day that I like looked in the mirror and I looked at my bicep and I was like, what? And not even to like make this about our bodies, because y'all need to go listen to last week's episode where I talked about my body image and food stuff. And I've never really looked at my body and been like, whoa, like I actually look really strong and I'm really, really, really happy with my progress. I've never felt that way before. And so training there has been such an incredible experience. The community's great. The coaches are great. And if you guys are looking for a good place to start strength training in the new year, Eastern Shore Performance Center is definitely the place to be. So I'm super excited to invite you into the gym for this workshop, and hopefully you can look around, get a good feel of what the gym is like, and then maybe join me for a workout there one day. So the vision board workshop is going to be at the Eastern Shore Performance Center on Kent Island, and the workshop will help you streamline your goals and aspirations for the new year, and then unlock the power of visualization and set the stage for a transformative year by choosing your 2024 word of the year, which we'll talk about in this episode. And I'll walk you through how to create a vision board, and you'll walk away with your physical canvas vision board that reflects your goals and your dreams and your intentions for the new year. This is going to be an incredible event. And I cannot wait to see you there. So if you have questions, please feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram at Lily Ray Co. I'm always responding to DMs and chatting with you guys on there. So let me know if you have any questions. If you want to go ahead and grab your tickets, it's only $20, and you can click the link in the show notes, fill out the Google form, sign up. We're doing it all over Venmo. So just Venmo Kendra, and all that info is on the Google form for you guys. And then you're in. And it's going to be really fun. I'm super excited to see you guys there and coach you through this and just be a part of your intention setting and goal setting for 2024. '23 was a big year for the podcast, and I just wanted to say a big thank you first and foremost to you guys for everything that you have done for the show. If you've shared it on your story this year, if you've written a review this year, if you've sent an episode to a friend this year, whatever you've done to support the show this year, I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you. I come back every week to do this for you, and I am just so grateful that the show has resonated with you. And this time last year, we had a little bit of a big milestone moment. We hit 1 million downloads this time last year, and now we're at 2.8 million downloads. So we're approaching 3 million. So that's double the amount in a year, which I just think is insane. It's just insane to think about how much growth can come in a year. So I just wanted to say a huge, huge thank you. If you have not already entered the holiday giveaway, you definitely should. All you have to do is write a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot that review, and send it to me via email, and you will get entered into a chance to win either an espresso machine or two tickets to Podcast Movement Evolutions in March. So there will be two winners. One will win the espresso, the other will win the Podcast Movement tickets. So just let me know which drawing you want to be entered into. And those reviews really, really just help to boost the show on the charts and help more people find and listen to the show. So that's why I have you guys write them. And seeing the kind words that you guys are saying has just been so incredible. So thank you so much for writing reviews and being so kind and so sweet. So seriously, thank you so much. If you have not already entered the holiday giveaway, you definitely should. The drawing will be on January 12th. I can't wait to see who wins what. So definitely be sure to enter that giveaway. Like I mentioned, this year has been a big one for the show. So I wanted to highlight the biggest episodes of 2023. These are the episodes that you guys have played hundreds of thousands of times, which is absolutely insane. And I wanted to I did this, you know, kind of behind the scenes to get a good sense of my own metrics and what you guys like, what you guys don't like, what I should record more of in the new year. And there definitely is a common theme. The top episode of 2023 was titled How I Use Lucky Girl Syndrome to Get Everything That I Want. I feel like that pretty much checks out because Lucky Girl Syndrome was such a big trend, I think in the springtime, late winter, early spring. And you guys just ate that up. You guys loved that episode, which I think is so cool because that episode was really rooted in the idea of like, if you want something badly enough and you work hard enough for it, you can definitely get it. That's something that I definitely hold so near and dear to my heart, especially when I think about the big projects that I've worked on or the things that I've just absolutely ran after and really poured my heart and soul into. And it's just cool to see that you guys also are excited about the projects that you're working on and the life that you want to live. So seeing that episode at the number one slot was definitely really cool. Number two was an episode titled 8 Rules That Girl Follows for a Better Life. Episode number 3 was titled How to Become That Girl in 2023. Episode number 4 was titled Micro Habits That I'm Bringing Into 2023. That was my New Year's episode last year. So it's cool that that was pretty like high in the ranks. I feel like New Year's episodes typically do pretty well. So it was cool to see that one on the charts. And then number 5 was 10 free things that you can do for a healthier mind. So looking at all 5 of these episodes from this year, I definitely see a couple common themes, and first and foremost is the that girl trend just continues to be such a buzzword. I feel like anytime I throw that girl or morning routine into a title, it does really, really well. And I don't know why, but I think just like SEO purposes, people like to Google that girl or morning routine, and it just is like a trendy topic to talk about. I would love for a little bit of feedback as far as the that girl trend goes, because I'm definitely planning on making a little bit of a shift away from the term that girl into this woman. That's what my entire January season is going to be about, how I went from being that girl to becoming this woman. I would love to hear your perspective on the that girl trend and hear what you guys have to say. Is it overdone? Is it overrated? Is it too generic? Or is it really truly something that people are still Googling and still loving? Because obviously like my data says that people still love it, but is it really just kind of a code word for like wellness stuff? You know, does that make any sense? But yeah, I think that the that girl trend is super popular, yes, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of just more like TikTok-y and like clickbaity to some degree. So that's why I'm excited to kind of shift away from that girl and talk about becoming this woman. And I was going to talk about it at the end of this episode, but maybe I'll just plug it now. I have a cool little like write-up that I did for what it means to transition from being that girl to becoming this woman. And I'll just read this for you guys. That girl was trendy, but she was always in competition with everybody else, trying to look the best, be the best, have the best job, have the best hair, have the best stuff, the best house, the best apartment, the most aesthetically pleasing feed. But striving for perfection resulted in burnout, and nothing was really as it seemed. But this woman has a whole different perspective on life. She's kind to herself. She's fully invested in her friendships, craving a circle of supportive females that call her higher. She embraces the idea that very few things are important, yet the things that are deemed important are really important. She prioritizes rest, laughter, and service. She's brave, bold, and strong, yet gentle, sensitive, and intuitive. That girl made mistakes and learned lessons that paved the way so I could grow up and become this woman. So that is kind of the mini teaser for my January season of the podcast, which aligns very deeply with my chapter that's coming out in Deserts to Mountaintops Volume 2 on January 25th, 2024. We've got a big January, you guys. We've got a workshop. We've got a book launch. We've got this really cool season coming up on the pod. And I'm so beyond excited for what's to come in 2024. Speaking of the Deserts to Mountaintops release coming out on January 25th, I want to just kind of toot my own horn, I guess we could say. I don't do this very often, okay? Like if I'm out in public, this is how the conversation goes. Someone asks me what I do for work and I say, oh, I work in marketing. Or sometimes I say I work in audio production. That's always interesting. Because it's weird. It's kind of weird to like tell people that you have a podcast, you know? Or maybe it's not anymore. I don't know. But recently I'm becoming more comfortable saying, oh, I've got a podcast. But if I say something along the lines of like, oh, I work in marketing or oh, I work in audio production or oh, I work in social media, Lexi, my sister, will be like, oh, she's just being really humble. She has a podcast. And then she'll go on to say, oh, she recorded at Spotify this year. Like, that's how cool she is. And then I'll obviously just like blush and be like, yeah, like that's kind of how it goes. So I'm not really one to toot my own horn, but I do think that it's really important to celebrate your accomplishments. And so I just want to shout out three big things that I'm really proud of this year. My first thing that I'm really proud of would definitely have to be my chapter in Deserts to Mountaintops. And that writing process was such an incredible one. And I learned so much about myself and so much about the book publishing process and what it takes to write a book. And I got incredible feedback and I grew as a writer and grew as a person. And I was challenged in ways that I've never been challenged before. And I'm truly coming away from that process as such a new person. And I truly believe in the power of telling your story and making it known that, you know, these things happen to you, but they don't define you. And I'm coming away from the publishing process with such a new and fresh perspective on my life that I don't think I would have been able to gain had it not been for this project. I think it will deeply resonate with anyone who has been involved with hustle culture, hookup culture, had body image issues, had a poor relationship with food, that's pretty much just like the female experience, like living life as a 20 something. Like it's literally like, I don't like my body and I'm involved in hookup culture and I really don't like my job. Like that's literally like the three biggest things that I hear from women my own age. And it's really, really sad. And so I think that this chapter is really, really going to resonate deeply with people. Yes, it's my story, but I know a lot of people will have very similar ones. The second thing that I'm really, really proud of this year would have to be growing this podcast to the point where I've had cool opportunities like recording at Spotify or like speaking at Podcast Movement. And those were probably my two really big things that happened this year for the show that were just kind of like defining moments, almost like affirmative, like, okay, like I'm doing something right and I'm on the right track. And even if I don't feel like I belong here, you know, it's a little bit of imposter syndrome creeping up. Like even if I don't feel like I belong here and I'm doing it and I just gotta fake it till I make it. And just kind of like defining of like, okay, like I actually do have something kind of cool going on and maybe my show and the things that I say do matter. And that's a really cool and affirming thing. I know I said that I had three things to like reflect on or shout out, but the other things are just like really like deeply personal. And I feel like I want to make this episode more about you guys. So we're just going to go ahead and dive into the vision board word of the year section of this episode. And like I mentioned before, I am hosting a vision board workshop on January 19th. at Eastern Shore Performance Center on Kent Island. So if you're local and you want to join me on this 2024 vision board adventure, you should definitely come to the workshop. So link to sign up is in the show notes. Tickets are only $20 and I really hope to see you guys there. But let's dive into what is a word of the year and what is a vision board. Ever since I was really little, my mom has been such a health and wellness girly. And she, my parents owned a CrossFit gym for a very long time. And so I can remember growing up as a kid going in there and my mom would host like word of the year workshops and vision board workshops. And we would do this as like a little girl. Like me and my sisters would do this as little girls. And it was just such a cool thing because we would pick words like, oh, I want to have a fun year, or, oh, I want to have like a sparkly year, or like whatever, like a fun word, we would pick one. And we would make a little vision board and maybe it's got like a plane on it or like, you know, Florida, because we want to go to Disney World or whatever it is as a kid. And so I feel like these practices have always just kind of been ingrained in me because of the way that my mom raised us. And I was actually going to have Lex, my little sister, on this episode too, but she's busy today. So she's out of the house. But it was just so cool to write this episode and think back on how this is something that we've been doing for such a long time. And I love seeing how impactful these practices can be. It's such a cool reminder of how creating these habits can really be lifelong habits. And so if you've never chosen a word of the year, or if you've never made a vision board, it's never too late to start. Your word of the year is really rooted in your intention for the year. And keeping that word at the center of everything that you do is going to be your top priority. My 2023 word of the year was love. And I picked this word about this time last year when I was really, really struggling in so many areas. And I felt so unloved. And I felt like I didn't love what I was doing. And I felt like I didn't love my body. And I felt like I didn't love my life, to be quite honest. And so going into the new year, I decided that my word was going to be love. And I wanted to love what I did every day. I wanted to love my life when I woke up in the morning. I wanted to love what I saw when I looked in the mirror. And I wanted to be surrounded by people who loved me for me. I firmly believe that all of those boxes have been checked. I think 2023 was such a year of growth and change in the best way. And the word love was at the root of everything that I did. And I think I really asked myself before making certain decisions, like, is this out of love? Is this out of love for the person that's involved? Is this out of love for myself? Is this going to make me love myself more? And if it's not love, then what is it? So that was kind of my driving force for 2023. And so a great place to start when choosing your 2024 word is by reflecting on last year and really painting a picture of what you want out of the new year. And there really isn't a right formula or a wrong formula. And I'm currently in my brainstorming phrase for 2024. And I want to be really intentional with the word that I choose. And so I wanted to share with you guys just some words that I've been kind of toying with and why I want to choose them for the new year. I have a really big list that I'm going to give to my workshop people. So come to the workshop if you guys want to, but you could just Google like words, or just look for words that really stick out to you in your day-to-day life. Maybe you look at street signs, or if you're reading a book and a word really stands out to you, or you're scrolling Instagram and there's a word that sticks out to you, just start to jot those down in the next couple days and then really reflect on what those words mean to you and why you're interested in choosing that word as your word of the year. So a couple of mine that really stand out to me are delight, knowledge, service, focus, and teach. And I feel kind of stuck, to be honest with you guys. I feel kind of stuck because I opened up this episode saying I don't really know what I want out of 2024, and I'm feeling like I need to get clarity on what my new year is going to look like. And so when I looked at this list, I just highlighted words that sat well with me. I don't exactly know for sure why these words stand out to me. I really like the word delight. stemming from Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So delight has been sticking out to me. Knowledge and teach are two words that I think go well together. They really stick out to me because I've been toying with some opportunities that involve furthering knowledge and furthering teaching. And so those really stick out to me. Focus is a word that I think is on the list because I think that my attention span has really, really been not the best. And I've found myself not remembering things. And so I think I want to be more intentional and more focused in my conversations with people. So focus has been big for me. Or maybe that's stemming from the fact that I need to get clarity on my focus as far as the direction of my life goes. So there are two options there for the word focus. And then the word service has been on my heart ever since I started serving in a restaurant because I realized that I really do like taking care of people. So serving in the sense of taking care of people, whether that's in my own life or maybe I need to get involved in church or maybe I need to find a way to, I don't know. I really love serving people. I mean, I would consider this podcast a form of service to some degree. And so I don't really know what exactly that looks like, but I think the word service really stood out to me. So that's just kind of where my head's at. I encourage you to make a list of words that speak to you. Really think about them, pray on them, sleep on them, meditate on them, and just kind of get clarity on what each word would mean to you in every area of your life, personal, in your relationships, in your finances, in your career, in your family life, in your mental health, physical health, like literally everything. Get clarity on what that word might mean in every area possible. And then I think when you have a general idea of the direction that you want to go in, it's time to make your vision board. So if you've never made a vision board, this is kind of the fun, the crafty part. I know a lot of people make their vision boards on Pinterest, but I would encourage you to do it the old-fashioned way. And for me, the old-fashioned way, the way that my mom would always teach us to do it, is you get a canvas board and make it as big or as small as you want, and flip through magazines and just pull out pages or pictures or words that really, really speak to you. Words, phrases, pictures, magazine clippings, like whatever it is, pull those out. And when you're flipping through your magazine, if something stands out to you and you can't really find a reason for it, pull it out anyway. And you might come back to your vision board 6 months later and be like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense now. But if something speaks to you, just pull it out. Because I think at your core, you intuitively know the direction that you need to go, but maybe you just don't like really know it yet, you know? And so if something sticks out to you, just pull it out, print it out, clip it out, and glue it onto your canvas board. Mod Podge it. You guys know Mod Podge. You can get it at like Michael's Crafts or Walmart. Mod Podge it on there with a little brush. And when you finished your board, you can put it up in your house. Maybe you put it in your office, on your nightstand, just someplace where you're going to see it in your house. And then you can look at it every day and kind of use it as a guiding force behind everything that you do in 2024. And the cool thing about the vision board is that it's super unique to you. And if you're flipping through magazines, this is what's cool about the workshop. We're doing it in a group of people. I'm going to bring a ton of magazines. I'm going to ask everybody to bring some magazines too, because they're like crazy expensive nowadays, which is ridiculous. But anyway, everyone's going to bring magazines, but most of the time there isn't really more than one magazine. And so no one's going to have the same pictures on their vision board. And that's such a beautiful and slightly poetic reflection of our lives. Two people might want to be really involved in yoga in 2023, but they're not going to have the same exact depiction on their vision board of what their yoga practices are going to look like, because you can't have two of the same pictures, because unless we've got two of the same magazines, they're not going to pull out the same exact picture. And so it really is just such a cool reflection of what our lives do look like. And you would be so surprised at how, when you look back at your vision board from the year prior, how much was completed. for me this past year, I really wanted to engage in speaking opportunities. I had Spotify on my vision board. I had live podcast events on my vision board. I had growing in my faith on my vision board. I had deepening my friendships and having, you know, wine nights with my girlfriends and baking cookies and making pizza and doing all kinds of, like, you know, that typical 20-something friends on a Friday night type activities. And I got to do all those things. And so looking back on my vision board kind of makes me emotional because it really, really was such a cool visualization strategy for what I wanted out of this year. And I really, really think that I got it because I put such an emphasis on doing everything through love and then choosing images and pictures and words that depicted what I wanted love to look like. I think the last step in vision boarding and creating a word of the year and all these things is to share your board. Share it with a friend, an accountability partner, a group of people, share it on social media, and you would be so surprised at how much better and how much more supported you'll feel. I think that I've hinted at this before, but I briefly considered throwing in the towel on the podcast and just really plugging full into being like a corporate girly. And I had a friend who just told me that, kind of was like, Lily, come on, you really don't want to do that. Like, your podcast is cool. You're doing the best you can. And, you know, you have something cool going here and you have goals and dreams when it comes to your podcast, but you're just afraid of them. And being called out was uncomfortable, but necessary because I did. I had goals and hopes and dreams that I was afraid of. So this friend encouraged me to just, you know, visualize what I really wanted out of the show and to not be afraid to put the big things on my vision board. And most of the big things that I had on my vision board at the end of 2022 going into 2023 happened in 2023. And so I want this to serve as a reminder for you that no matter how big or scary or bold these goals and dreams are, put them on there anyway. Even if you feel silly doing it, even if you feel like someone else is going to see this and judge it because that's silly of you to put on there, who cares? This is your board. This is your life. You get to add whatever picture you want, whatever idea you want, whatever phrase you want, because this is your life. This is your dreams, your goals, your hopes, your desires at stake here. So add them to the board no matter how scary they are. You will absolutely surprise yourself. Another cool thing to think about after you've made your vision board is how you're going to take action on these hopes and goals and dreams. And that's why I'm really excited about the Becoming This Woman series, because we're going to talk about the major habits, the major action items that impacted my life that really moved the needle for me. And so come January, we're going to get deep, we're going to get vulnerable like we always do. But I think that this series is really going to unlock a next level of storytelling on this podcast and really encourage you to commit to taking action and going after the things that you like, no matter how big or how small they might be. So that is it for today's episode. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please be sure to leave a rate, leave a review. That just helps more people find and listen to the show. If you use any of these tips or any of these tricks, please be sure to snap a picture and tag me on Instagram. I would love, love, love to see your vision boards. I would love to see your words of the year. I would love to hear all about why you chose the word that you did. So be sure to tag me on Instagram at Lily Rayco and tag the podcast Instagram at 8020pod. I can't wait to see what you create. I can't wait to encourage you and just send you all kinds of love as you venture into 2024. I hope that you have a great rest of your week, a very happy new year, and I will talk to you soon.